This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russia under sanctions. I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide. The news from the International Monetary Fund. It boosted its 2024 growth forecast for Russia. Surging government spending is the explanation. The IMF, however, slashed, that's the word that Reuters uses, slashed its outlook for Ukraine, whose economy and infrastructure have been battered by 2.5 years. However, there's a caveat about Russian economy. The IMF said it expects the Russian economy to expand by 3.6% in 24, but it also cut its prediction for next year's growth, 2025, from 1.5 to 1.3. So Russia is up for the remainder of this year, but both Russia and Ukraine are down in 2025. Michael, a very good evening to you. Is this unexpected, Russia declining next year? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. The operative word for this Russian situation is deceleration, reduction of the rate of growth over time. So the IMF is just catching up with the data available because Russia had very good first half of 2024. Especially the first quarter growth was a remarkable 5.4% because of the military production, because of the introduction of new goods which substitute for imports. And this produced 5.4% growth in, over the previous year in the first quarter. The second quarter was very good, 4.1%. And now it's decelerating since May 2024. Industrial production has been more or less flat, according to the official data for the remaining months from May. And so, if you look at this IMF forecast of increasing to 3.4, from 3.2 to 3.6% growth, it's just catching up with the old data. But if you calculate all this, it looks like what happens in the second half of 2024. If you had such a high growth there and the total year is 3.6, this means that the second half cannot be higher than 1.3%, mathematically impossible. So the IMF takes this calculation and moves it to 2025 and is saying, all right, in 2025 it cannot be higher than 1.3%. That's why they reduce their forecast. So it is a huge deceleration from high growth that Russia had in the beginning of the year to almost no growth by the end of the year.
We go to Kazan, where the BRICS are meeting. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Others are invited. Thousands of North Korean soldiers are in Russia, says the Financial Times. Michael, at Kazan, they're talking about the future. Russia is now hiring North Korean troops, or North Korean troops are generously volunteering in the thousands. The number mentioned by the Financial Times is 10,000. How's Russia going to pay for this, if it is, and what does it pay with?
Russia is paying $2,000 a month per soldier, is $24,000 a year, but it is paying to the Korean, North Korean government. The soldiers receive a few dollars and some they will be fed. And they receive uniforms probably for North Korea. So it's a great deal for the North Korean government, both in terms of training, because they're now being trained to operate drones and other modern technology, and a huge amount of money by North Korean standards. But what North Korea does, it is afraid of defections. So all the families of the soldiers, it is reported that they are now under tight control. They are effectively hostages to prevent defection, because otherwise these North Korean soldiers can use this opportunity. It's so close to the West that some of them can escape. There were already reports that some of them defected, small number, 18 to 20 or something. But generally it is 10,000 to 12,000 to North Korean soldiers. They are not still in the combat situation. They are in training. They are inside Russia, but they will be sent to the front line.
At Kazan, is Russia appealing to China to do more for it? And Iran is at Kazan too. Isn't that a rival for energy?
Iran is a rival for energy for Russia because Iran is now under new sanctions. Iran is now using the same technique as Russia is using, namely the shadow fleet, selling at discount. India reduced now the buying Russian oil from over 2.3 million barrels a day to under 2 million barrels a day, is buying more from Iran. Iran is selling more oil to India now and some to China. So they are in significant competition for the remaining dwindling markets. India now refused to buy Russian liquefied natural gas because it is under sanctions. And India and South Africa are opposed to some of the political statements there because they're saying, we are not anti-Western. We need the West as a market. China also needs the West as a market. And their attempt to create their new BRICS currency or BRICS digital currency they're talking about, it cannot be done because any currency has to be convertible. And it has to be convertible into the dollars. And the dollars are banned for Russia and Iran under the sanctions.
So the currency, what are they dealing with? Renminbi? What do they pay people with?
They pay, the Russians are still receiving some dollars, and those dollars that they receive from their exports, because they're selling to some southern European countries, and they're still being paid in dollars from their exports to outside of India and China, and they will pay to North Koreans, but generally they have a big shortage. And the funny detail about this summit in Kazan is that on the one hand, they announced that there will be total de-dollarization. They will get rid of the dollar. They will create their own currency. And they send the memo to participants as private individuals. Bring dollars and euros because all your credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express will not work in Russia because they're under sanctions. You can use either the Chinese card or you just pay cash. So de-dollarization as a slogan for the future, and bring your dollars if you want to live and buy your food in Russia.
The competition with Iran on the open market for oil or natural gas, is that going to get worse in 2025? In other words, will Russia be elbowed out of that market because it can't underprice?
Still, Iran is a small producer relative to Russia. Iran now sells about 1.7 million barrels a day. Before the sanctions, it sold 3 million barrels a day. Russia is selling now 7.5 million barrels.
I see.
But Iran is, of course, we are talking margins. And so on the margin, it is a competition, yes.
And therefore, Russia in 2025, the production of war material will continue to be strong. But the revenue from its natural resources will continue to decline.
And that's exactly right, because what happened in September, that they increased their export and production, but their revenues during the months reduced by about $1 billion, because it is cheaper now.
And therefore, going into 2025, I just want to say this. I know it's too optimistic. Russia has an additional motive to come to the peace table or the ceasefire table, or some table where something can happen and stop the bleeding of both countries in decline. Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on Russian sanctions and worse.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.